This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 9th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released May 2nd, 2003.
Nazarene, with the current problems with the SARS epidemic and the new stomach flu going around, some of my chat friends wanted to know, though spirits don't have bodies, do they get sick sometimes like we do?
Not in the way you do, Alora. Not in the way people do in the physical form. Sometimes, on very, very rare occasions, when the energy in the afterlife falls to a dramatic level, people feel disoriented and upset and extremely tired, have a difficult time functioning. This occurred after our tremendous battle after the last presidential election, and everybody drained themselves defeating Gore and putting Bush in office, and people were just absolutely drained. They used all their energy. They put everything they had into the effort because they knew it was live or die, succeed or cease to exist. So after that circumstance, people were very, very drained and very, very tired, and it was a bad time for everybody. Of course, those in the darkness suffer constantly. They suffer the pain and anguish that they have caused others, and if others became sick because they do not help them and do not get them the medical care they need, they have to suffer all the sickness that these people suffered. Yes, those people are sick just like those in the material world are sick because they are feeling all the symptoms of those in the material world they have caused to suffer. These are the only circumstances when those in the afterlife can feel sick and upset. They are dark and terrible circumstances and not normal.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm never going to the darkness. Yeah, I remember. John Lennon worked so hard defeating Gore, he told us he took a little nap after the voting was over.
A nap? More like a coma, if you ask me. I never saw anybody so zonk.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. Had they not repaired Demetrius' heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
Jesus here again. Our dear Alora is busy. You may hear the keyboard tapping in the background now and then, so I'm taking this segment again. As we are recording these sessions, my beloved Demetrius has been sick again. He ate supper and then began to have severe pains, and they thought it might be another heart attack. So in the morning, he went to the hospital emergency room, and it turned out to be his stomach and gallbladder, of all things. And people say, well, he can't be your servant, Lord. He gets sick. My servants get sick. They are material beings. Demetrius is carrying the load of the entire kingdom of God. Because there are so few people working with us, he is channeling our power back into the material world to do God's great work. It is extremely draining. He also is a material being. Even I had the sniffles once in a while when I was in the material world. I was not immune totally to sickness. I wanted to be a man. I wanted to experience everything that man experiences. So I had a cold once in a while. I stubbed my toe once in a while. Yes, I healed a little bit faster than anybody else, but I had injuries. And people said of me, oh, he can't be of God because he can be hurt. Of course God's people can be hurt. If a person says, I'm perfect, I'm pure, I can't get sick, I can never be hurt, he's a total fraud. Never believe him. Demetrius has these problems because he is a servant of God and gives himself completely to God, and that is his glorification.
We'll be back again.